Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, listeners, yesterday I started an interview with missionary Trent Granger, and Trent and his wife Stephanie and their three children are BMI missionaries headed to the field of Mexico. They've really finished up their deputation now. Brother Granger, yesterday you mentioned you had been a missionary previously in Mexico. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my family and I, we served there for 6 years. Our first two children were born there. We went to language school in Monterrey, started our first church in the city of Zacatecas.
Okay.
I tell folks all the time, I said, if you can't say Zacatecas, that's okay. Just say Second Texas really fast. It sounds the same. And then we were able to start our second church just south of Guadalajara before the Lord called us back off the field because of my daughter's health.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to ask you why you came home, but you just let us know that. And, you know, it's interesting in our lives. We have it all figured out. We do.
Right.
But God often has other things he's going to teach us and do for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you all have been married. We asked yesterday, you told us about 11 years. Am I right?
Sir.
My memory's not too bad. 11 years. And served on the field, so all of you are fluent pretty much in Spanish already.
Yes, sir.
And got everything worked out now with your daughter.
Yes, sir. God has completely healed her.
Amen.
A complete miracle.
That is great.
God is good.
That is great. So you think about a missionary, some of the biggest challenges they face is they get there and they don't know the language and they don't know the culture. And that doesn't happen in one day or 1 week or 1 year. It takes a time. So these dear folk have already been there. They know exactly what they're getting ready to go into. And they've been out in churches telling churches about that. And now tell us about where you're headed when you go back to Mexico.
So we're headed to the metropolitan area of Guadalajara, which from what I understand has roughly 18 million people in that entire area, not just the city, but that entire metropolitan area. 30 to 35 Baptist churches in the whole area and about a dozen independent Baptist churches.
Okay.
And so it's our heart's desire to see more churches started there and even missionaries being sent out there.
Believe it or not, I've been there.
Yeah, I believe it.
there are not too many places in the world I haven't been, and no one would believe this. My wife and I, we don't even like to travel.
I don't believe it.
We don't hate it. No, it's not that we don't hate it. But anyone who thinks traveling today is fun, they've never done much of it.
Right.
It's not fun, but we love what we do.
Yes.
And
yes.
The joy of our lives is to be out with our missionaries and see what God's doing there. And I get to go to a lot of the BMI field conferences. And some years ago, I was there in Guadalajara with Brother Jones and a pastor who was with us and just had a great time there.
Amen.
For the field conference. So. That is a large area.
It is. Very large.
You know, there are some people that think, man, we don't want to send a missionary to Mexico. Everybody in Mexico is a Christian. So tell us what you think about that.
Well, I do know that there are some Christians in Mexico, but 77.7% are still Catholic.
Yes.
And from what I have understood, there have been a lot of missionaries that have went, but there has left this void because a lot of those missionaries have either passed away or retired, come off the field,
sure.
And there's a large void there now.
Of course, missions is more than just winning people to Christ.
100%.
And sometimes the winning people to Christ is the easy part of it.
Sure.
And the hard part is the missionary, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, is the spending time, discipling, training of the local people. And that's what we try to do. We're not going as American missionaries to stay and run it like an American place. We're there to help them, encourage them. And I know you all are going to do a good job. So again, listeners, please be back tomorrow. Listen to Brother Granger as he tells us about their plans when they arrive there in Guadalajara.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.